Philippians, and today's reading, if you wish to follow it, can be found on page 1179. This is chapter 2 of Philippians, verses 12 to 18. Now, this is Paul writing to his friends in Philippi. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his purpose, good purpose. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault, in a crooked and depraved generation, in which you shine like stars in the universe as you hold out the word of life, in order that I may boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labour for nothing. But even if I am being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you. So you too should be glad and rejoice with me.
Thank you, Cliff, for reading that passage from Philippians. This morning we are going to study about wine or shine, based on the passage we read from Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 to 18. To wine is nothing but complain, murmur, grumble, or moan. If we keep on complaining, for example, some of us would complain about others. Why did he do that to me? Whatever she has done is utterly terrible. And sometimes we complain about the situations that we face. For example, why should this be allowed in my life? Why should be me always? Sometimes we complain about ourselves. I am not good for anything. When will I achieve that? So all these complaints are not going to be helpful. In fact, these complaining attitude or the nature in us will keep us in a stagnant condition. It will not allow us to move forward, or it will not allow us to grow further, to shine like a light. So instead of complaining, if we aim to become like a shining star, this will progress our positive attitude, especially it will revolutionize our spiritual life. So this morning, we are going to concentrate more about how to shine, because that shining will eventually vanish or fade away the complaints that we have in us. Most of you might have been aware of SWOT analysis. It can be an interactive one. It is going to be more interactive one. You can tell if you know what about the SWOT analysis. Anyone? Yeah. So strength, weakness, opportunity, and threat. So what we are going to do, this morning, we are going to do a SWOT analysis. how to become a believer if we have not yet, or how to be continued as a believer, not sliding away or not going away from God, or how to grow more as a believer in Christ. So strength, we can think about what is the strength in us that help us to become a believer, or being a believer, or grow like a believer. And similarly, weaknesses, we can think about what is the weakness in me that is not allowing me to even take a step forward to accept Jesus as my Savior, or what is it really hindering me that is not helping me to be sustained in my walk with Christ? Or what is it not helping within me that it is not allowing me to grow further in the knowledge of God? For example, weaknesses, not having a good self-determination, not reading, something like that. Opportunities, we are going to think about what are the opportunities around us that we can see that is motivating us to do all these three. Threats, what are the hindrances or obstacles that we have around us that is not at all helpful? So we are going to have this discussion with the three or four in a group, and after that we will pull in whatever it is coming out, and we will discuss further on that. So we'll take another few minutes, 3 to 4, so come up with one point, one word for each: strength, weakness, opportunity, and threat.
Thank you. means like as a church you are asking, right? Not as individual.
Individual. Both are fine, Balaji. Shall we pool in our ideas? Yeah? So maybe it is more strength. Maybe we can start pooling in. We have, yeah. Okay, let us pool in whatever we have discussed so far. Maybe since this is KS3 and above, I will start from this group because I can see more youngsters here. What do you want to say about strength, under strength?
Faith. As in we all have faith.
Yeah. The faith is the strength. Yes? Thank you, Jennifer. And anyone else to add with that? We need to have faith in God.
Joy.
Joy. Yes. You can say all the fruit of the Spirit.
Trust.
Which trust. Yes. Trust in God. Because that is the strength. Yeah.
Optimism.
Yes. Very good. Yeah. Always having that positive attitude. Optimism.
Confident.
Confident, yes. Very good.
Unbelief.
What?
Believing
in God. Thanks, Raja. Yeah. Believe. We need to believe. Yeah.
Going to church.
Going to church, yeah.
Church.
Okay.
Strength and kindness,
yes?
Friendliness and kindness.
Christian relatives, that is the strengthiness. Okay. Kindness, friendliness, Christian circles. Yeah. Anything else to add with the strength? Yes. Which one?
Prayer.
Bible.
Thanksgiving.
Reliability.
Being on time.
Being on time to church. Being on time, reliability, prayer, Bible. Shalom started already. Prayer, Bible. Okay. Shall we go to weakness? Any weakness in us? Yes, Alex. Which one? Huh?
School.
I can understand. I am facing the same. Yeah, I completely agree with you. But I take it we will have a private discussion on that. Yeah, very good. Yeah. Which was?
Doubt.
Yeah. The doubt in us is a weakness. Fantastic, Sajita. Being busy is a weakness, yes.
Being
Rejection.
Yeah.
Okay, here are all rejection. Okay. Yeah. These are all the grumbling. You are touching the title. Grumbling. Fear. Fear. All are fear. Yeah. Worrying. Fear, worrying. That is not allowing us to move forward, isn't it? Yes. Fear, worry. That is a weakness in us. Opportunity. Do you find any opportunity around you that help you, that is helping you if you have not become a prayer walk is opportunity. Don't think that I have already told her. You also thought prayer walk. Yes, yes. And I should say that this little girl joined us last time for the prayer walk. Prayer walk. Bible study. Prayer meeting. Same. Okay. Prayer meeting, Bible study, prayer partners, yes. Prayer partners, Bible study, prayer partners. Personal evangelization. Yes. Evangelization. They are the opportunities to reach the community. Yes. Preschool, Tiddlywinks, 60 plus, Girls Brigade. It's like whatever we are doing, it is coming there. Holiday Club. Holiday Club. I did. Which one? Sharing testimony. Yes. Yes. That's an opportunity we need. Yeah. Sharing testimony. Fantastic. TTT. Yes. Yeah, we learned from Oli this morning. Badminton Club. Sorry, I forgot that. Yeah. Yeah. Badminton Club, I forgot that. I need to join. Bring and share. Fantastic. I was just joking. Threat. What is, which one? Welcoming visitors. We have new visitor today. Welcome you, brother. Welcoming visitors. What's the name? Yeah. Yeah, threat.
Non-believers. Like different faith people, they might like, you know, persuade you into baptism.
Living in a community with other faith. Yes. Our faith, yeah. What did he say, Bino? TV shows. Yes. That is a threat. Watching serials. Mobile phones. Mobile phone, all technology. I'll put technology, yeah. Yeah, social media. They are all threats. Yes. Multicultural.
Modern culture.
Modern culture. Yes. It is a threat. Yeah. Children? Yeah, the culture. Yes. Hafti. Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. Okay. You can keep on going, isn't it? The list. It goes. What are we going to do? We are going to park this for a while and then we will come back. Now we are going to discuss about working with target and working without target. How many of you would like to work with a set of rules? How many of you would not like to work with rules or work without any pressure? equal number. Okay, before we discuss about that, we will see like broadly classifying those targets like time. Some people would prefer to have a deadline before them. They say that, yes, if I have a deadline before me, I can plan, I can work, and I can complete that within time. For example, homework. Alex, I'm looking at you. So homework, if the teacher is not giving a deadline, do you think any of our students will be motivated to do take one step further? No way, isn't it? We need to have deadline. In my case, it is good that the college has kept the deadline. Because even after finishing my essays, I wait to press the button until the deadline appears. So it works. Guidelines. Some prefer to have a priority or a procedure before them so that they can follow the instructions and then they can complete it without beating around the bush. For example, our church has a guideline. The church constitution, this booklet, will be given to the congregation when they become the member of the church. So by reading those guidelines, we will come to know what are all the policies or regulations or things we need to do or how the church is being run. Yeah. So guidelines, it helps. Monitoring. Example, like a traffic camera. Do we speed up above our limit if we find a camera present? Never. So do we obey the camera or do we have our own set of regulations saying that for safety reason I will go in that way? And sometimes in our workplaces we have appraisals. Someone will be watching over us, monitoring us to see how much productive we have been. If no such observation is happening, do you think we will do anyway productively our work? Yeah, I will come to you after. And so coming to salvation, how these targets apply to salvation? Before coming to this working with the targets and without targets, we need to know what is salvation. What do you mean by salvation? Do you have any idea, KS3? And Acts chapter 16, verses 31, it says very simply, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, then you will be saved. That is salvation. Very simple, isn't it? You need to believe He is the Lord. You need to believe that Jesus is my Lord. And then it is done. Salvation is started already in your life. Paul, he slightly explained it further by going through to the Roman citizens. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. So if we believe in our heart that Jesus has been resurrected from the dead, then we are receiving his righteousness. If we confess with our mouth, saying that Jesus is Lord, then we are receiving his salvation. Some of you youngsters might be struggling, why should I be saved anyway? There may be a question in you like, is at all saving necessary? I am coming to church every Sunday with my parents. I know about Jesus Christ. What step I need to take further? You need to receive him solely in your heart and believe that he is the one who raised from dead for our sake, and he accomplished all his work on the cross by removing all our sins. I need to be saved because Jesus has done that wonderful job. I need to be saved. I don't want to miss that salvation. I want to be part of it. Then you personally need to believe, confess, and say it with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. Then you are saved. You don't need to do anything or can do anything to attain this righteousness and salvation. Salvation is an ongoing process. It is not that once you are saved on a fine springtime in 2010, you are always saved. It doesn't work like that. Salvation is an ongoing process. You have believed, you started in that journey of salvation. It has to be continued in the life we are living until we see him in the glory. And that's why Paul mentions that in the previous chapter, because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. So he mentions about the first day is the partaking of us in the gospel and in his work, good work. That is the first day. Salvation began already. But when we are walking on this earth, he mentions that he will carry it on. We need to carry it on. It is not that everything is done. We need to continue doing that. Until when? Until we see him on the glory, everything will be submitted. So, salvation is a promise of the past and the reality in the present and hope for the future. So, now we are going to bring this salvation working with target and without target. How does this time work here? Is there any targeted time we have to accept Christ as a Savior? Do we need to think like, yes, it is too hot today, I cannot accept Christ. Maybe I will wait until autumn when the weather is getting little cooled down and then I will accept Christ. Is there anything like a deadline we need to have to work on that? This is the day. Maybe tomorrow, yeah. This is the day. This is the right time. If any of you, including youngsters, have not accepted, have not received Jesus as your personal Savior, this is the day. Do you remember the story about Zacchaeus? He was up on the tree. Jesus was walking. Once he knew that Jesus is the Lord, he suddenly, immediately surrendered himself, saying that, Lord, you come to my house, you come to my heart. What was Jesus' reply? Today, you and your household have received the salvation. No target time. If you want to talk more about that, we can have a personal discussion after that. Guidelines. Guidelines is always good. That is a scripture we have been given as an instruction manual, Bible. God is talking through that to us. If you want to hear what God is saying for you on this day, we need to open up and we need to study and we need to see what he is telling to me particularly to do this. God's word It has to be rooted in our life. We need to firmly stand on that. Otherwise, we will be disappeared in this warped and crooked generation. We need to stand firm on that. Moreover, when we are standing firm on the word of God, we will shine as a light to the people around. Monitoring. Paul says this: therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Paul is writing this letter to the Philippian believers from the prison. He was under chain. So he knew by that time that he is not going to meet these Philippian believers again in the future. So he is saying here clearly, I'm not going to come and watch you. I'm not going to monitor you, because my time is coming to an end almost. I leave that responsibility in your hands. You individually take that responsibility and uttermost seriousness, that is fear and trembling, uttermost seriousness, take that and do work on that. One thing we might see, continue to work out your salvation. A question may arise, is that we need to work out for our salvation? Do we need to work out for our salvation? Verse 13, it unties the puzzle if we have anything. For it is God who works in you. God is going to work in us. Paul is going to be absent. We are going to partake with God's work. We need to yield ourselves. That is the only thing we need to do. Because salvation was the one began by God, and it will be finished by God. Once we accept it, he includes us in his family. And when we start walking with him, he walks with us. We need to yield ourselves. We need to go and open up ourselves. Lord, I am for you, use me. Then the salvation continues, and we need to do that until we see him in the glory. How to work on that salvation? What are all the things we can work on that salvation? We have found that. The list of things. The strength and opportunities that we found around us in the church and within us, we need to work on that for becoming a mature believer. And the weaknesses and threat, we have identified a few points, and we need to work on that as well. How to overcome that? How to change it so that I can continue my salvation work with Lord Jesus? Salvation is a prime thing for every believer, and it is not a specific time oriented, or nothing can be finished in a set of a month or so, I am done, I can go to heaven. Nothing like that. We need to walk with him. But it should not bring you any trouble or difficulty, because God is working in you. You don't need to do anything. What a wonderful scheme of salvation. Whenever we think about salvation, we need to give glory to God. Let us pray before we sing the final hymn. Heavenly Father, for some of us, it might look like a very simple thing. Salvation. Yes, I know that. I am saved. It is not like ever saved. We need to work on that. We don't need to put any effort, or we don't need to work hard on that, because ultimately it is not going to be helpful for any accomplishment. We know that when we receive you in our heart, saying that Jesus is my Lord, you have showered your Holy Spirit in us, and the Spirit is going to work with us. Lord, walk with us in this world when we are going to meet many things around us. Lord, we need your grace and mercy. Help us not to get astray from that salvation roadmap. We need to sustain in that, and we need to see you in glory holding this salvation, what you have given us, before your throne of grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.